Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Trey bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We'd like for you to subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send that to you every week by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And I think you'll like it too. And if you decide you don't, all you got to do is tell us to take you off our list, and we'll do that. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out the suite that we prepared, that we're very, very happily prepared for our good friend Nancy Rozanoff. Dr. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest, and you can find all the words of wisdom about intuition that she's taught us. And I can't imagine anybody else having a body of work on intuition like we have there that Nancy's helped us with. So you can find her there. Also, her own website, Rozanoff, two S's and two F's, Rozanoff.com. Nancy, thanks for hanging out with us. Connect to intuition with leadership for us, or lack thereof. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, that's right. Just in watching some of the exposures of people's bad behavior in the news
No pun intended, right?
No, none at all. None at all. But in looking at that, if we live in a climate where it's okay to lie. And so we have to be aware of that when we're
Can I correct one little thing there? Can I offer one sure. little observation? We don't live in a climate. I don't think we live in a climate where it's okay to lie. I think we've acquired a couple of communities where it's okay to lie. One of them is Washington, the political class, mm-hmm. and the other is Wall
right.
Street.
Yes. Well, those
I
are pretty
Wall
big
Street,
classes, wouldn't
Wall
you say?
Wall Street and right now, Wall Street and Washington, in my opinion, they need to recover some credibility. And I think that's where on Main Street, it's not okay to lie on Main Street.
No, it's not. And we all, in our own personal life, we know it's not okay to lie, right? We all know that. And so, in a way, you could say that that's an intuitive truth. But when we're faced with individuals and we suspect that they're lying, but we want to believe them, or we want to hear the truth, we get
right.
confused. And I think that's one place where then we're not able to discern, well, what do I really know here and what do I not? You know, because intuition is both our capacity to know what we know about our own actions and our own life and unfolding our own path. But it's also in, well, who am I going to work with? And what am I going to support in my community?
We all like to have people that we want to follow. Everybody,
that's right.
Everybody is like that. There are people who I admire, but shouldn't we say that we want to follow the truth, but not perfection? Let's don't think that we're following perfection, because we're not ever going to be able to do that. At least when we're following humans, and so so if somebody we're following makes a mistake, you know, even if they say something that turns out not to be true. What were the reasons, and can they be redeemed? What do you think?
Yes. Yes, well, I think it's possible. I think we're here to learn. I mean, I think that's the purpose of life, right, is to kind of learn and grow and become the best that we're meant to be. And so if there isn't redemption, then there is no hope. But I think we have to hold out. But it does require kind of a recognition that that kind of the willingness to be embarrassed by our own behavior or by our lack of true motivation.
And this is the problem with Washington and Wall Street to me, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of shame is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the remorse, that idea says, you know,
that's
what,
right.
I really screwed up. And this is not the right, we haven't been on the right path. We have to be able to say that and live in a climate and a community. Don't we, wouldn't we want that from our children?
Well, right? That's exactly right. And isn't that what we've got to start demanding from our so-called leaders?
Yes, and call them on and say, wait a second, this is not right. This is not a right direction.
See,
for example, the
people who call for Wiener's resignation should have called for his resignation out of a sense of you know, being ashamed of him and it being what he did was wrong, not only what he did but how he handled it afterwards, the lying and everything. You know, you should resign because that was wrong. We'll redeem you, but in another setting. But some people call for his resignation because it was politically inexpedient.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. And that's what you're saying is in Wall Street and in politics in Washington, there is this motivation of I'm just here to get what I want, and I'll do whatever it takes to get what I want. And that's a climate that we can't continue to support.
There are way more people in America who are not like that than who are, and so those of us who are not like that need to demand better behavior of those other groups. Hey, Nancy, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
Okay, it's www.rosanoff, just one S, R-O-S-A-N-O-F-F, two Fs. Okay?
Thank you for correcting me on that. I've got it right here. I know how to spell your name. I don't know why. R-O-S, one S, two Fs. There you go. Hey, thanks, Nancy, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I don't know why
they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.